All right, welcome back to Red, White, and Blues. We're doing this show today on the Three Kings Part 2. We're doing some of the songs by these artists that weren't such mainstream as the other ones. And Albert King, he's the last artist we're going to feature today. Of course, you hear Albert King, you think about Crosscut Saw, Born Under a Bad Sign. But those are just drops in the bucket. So some really wonderful songs he did. Mr. Albert King, April 25th, 1923, in Indianola, Mississippi, born on a cotton plantation. That seems to be a recurring thing for them guys from down in the Delta. And like you say, he's known as the Velvet Bulldozer, very large man. They called him the Velvet Bulldozer because he was smooth, but he was a wrecking ball at the same time. And he's probably the one that influenced the rock musicians more than anybody else. All three of these guys are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. All three of these guys are on Rolling Stone magazine's top 100 guitar players of all time. And here's a cool song I really like from Albert King. The lyrics are pretty good. How about Laundromat Blues?
You've been meeting your man down at the local laundromat. I say you've been meeting your man, babe, down at the local laundromat. I done got wild, and daddy ain't going for that. Grab your old blouse or two, yeah, you get up early every morning, and you grab your old blouse or two.
The Laundromat Blues for Mr. Albert King. I love the lyric. You've been meeting your man down at the laundromat. I hope you get so clean, you wash your life away. How good is that right there? For the Velvet Bulldozer, Mr. Albert King. You know, he went up to Chicago too, tried to get in the Chicago blues scene. Really had trouble. He said he timed it wrong. He really didn't go to Chicago. He went to Gary, Indiana. Well, I guess Gary, Indiana, pretty close to Chicago. I call it a suburb of Chicago itself, even though it's in Indiana. But he went up there. He kind of timed it wrong. And he paid his dues, played around everywhere, played on a few people's records, got on a couple of radio shows. And then he went down the Mississippi River. He went down to St. Louis. and he made his bones in St. Louis, and he really did pretty good down there. And he really set the town on fire. And everywhere he went, he drew big crowds. And like all these other blues guys, he toured a lot. They didn't stay home much. I tell you what, once they got on the road, that's pretty much where they lived. And it seems to be a reoccurring thing here on the blues guys, and especially the Three Kings. All right, what we got here? Got some more Albert King. I love the names of his songs. You know, had Laundromat Blues, and how about this one here? Drowning on Dry Land, Mr. Albert King.
I'm going down. I'm going down, 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 babe. My nose is in the sand. A cloud of dust have came over me. I think I'm drowning on dry land. Says, son, don't rush to be a man. Yeah, you know my father, he told me. He says, son, don't rush to be a man.
Drowning on Dry Land from Mr. Albert King. That's a good lyric right there. I believe that was recorded when he spent time at St. Louis. You know, he met some really good musicians in St. Louis. He played and met Mr. Chuck Berry down there, and he also toured with and played along with Ike Turner's Kings of Rhythm. Now, Ike Turner back in the day was a monster musician and well-respected, very big part of the blues. But unfortunately, Mr. Ike Turner is known for doing a lot worse things later in life. Just really goes to show you, you're either known for the best thing you do or the worst thing you do. And the worst thing he did really stood out. And I won't get into that, but we all know the history of Mr. Ike Turner. And after that, you know, he moved down to Memphis, and then he got with Stax Records, and he got with Booker T and the MGs, pretty much finished his career down there, his recording career, that is. But, you know, he pretty much had three phases, the Gary, Indiana, and then the St. Louis, which, you know, got him noticed. And then he went down and polished it off down in Memphis, Tennessee with Stax Records. And you see a lot of the stuff him back in the day had Booker T and the MGs backing him up. And believe it or not, I think it's the only backing band that's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's pretty good right there. I think so. Anyway, just listen to some more Albert King right here. Everybody wants to go to heaven. I listen to this one time. Let's do it one more time.
Everybody wants to live, but nobody wants to cry. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Everybody wanna hear the truth, but yet everybody wants to tell a lie. I say everybody wants to hear the truth, but still they all wanna tell a lie.
Albert King, everybody wants to go to heaven. I love his lyrics. I love his song. You know, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. And, you know, earlier was laundromat. You've been meeting your man down at the laundromat. And I hope you get so clean, you wash your life away. Albert King, he was dirty and low down, and he just got got to the heart of the blues right there. He's singing about things a lot of the blues guys didn't want to sing about because, you know, they're trying to get more mainstream, but Albert King stayed true to what he did. All right, guys, that's it for this week's episode. But never fear, next week we'll be right back with another. And I'd like to thank everyone for listening. And we'd like to hear from you. If you have a, well, drop us a line. I'll tell you what, log on to WVFFradio.com. If you have suggestions, comments, criticisms, anything, just, hey, let us know. And if you feel you know something about the blues or a decent amount about the blues and you'd like to contribute to the radio show, hey, maybe we'll get you in the studio right here on Punkin' Girl Lane. And also, anybody listening, if you want to come visit the studio right here on Albert, Punkin' Girl Lane, right here next to Horseshoe Lake, drive down 61 till you see the big antenna. And come on inside. We got the coolest office in the world. We got this cool desk. We got leather sofas. We got leather chairs. We got a small little bar. And we got this wonderful pool table. And, hey, just come hang out. All right, guys. Thank you so much. This is Red, White, and Blues, WVFF Radio, 97.7 FM.